You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. On this Thursday, Dr. Cheryl White joins us to examine the legend and lore surrounding Bigfoot.
Most urban legends develop within a specific historical or cultural context, but occasionally there are those that are introduced by way of a deliberate hoax built upon an even older legend. Such is the case with what we examine today. Everyone knows the legend of Bigfoot, also sometimes known as Sasquatch. Popularized in literature, movies, and folklore for the latter half of the 20th century, this tale surpasses most urban legends in its almost cult-like appeal. Yet the legend as it is known today originated in an attempt to dupe the public into believing a 3,000-year-old story. As a result of the hoax, the legend is bigger than ever. There are stories of a wild man roaming the ancient world that go back millennia. The mysterious wildling, a giant hairy man, appeared in literature for centuries, but the legend really took off in this part of the world by European transplant. New World explorers would certainly have known the tale and brought with them the hope or the expectation of perhaps seeing one in North America. A published account in 1792 from a Spanish explorer actually reports just such a sighting. Later explorer diaries from the Canadian wilderness in the early 19th century also claim sighting of this creature. Over the past two centuries in American history, there have been hundreds of reports of an upright ape man of considerable size, perhaps weighing as much as 700 pounds, in the desolate woods of the Pacific Northwest, the Rocky Mountain region, and of course, in the Deep South. The only state in the Union where there appears to be no record of a Bigfoot sighting is Hawaii. Presumably, the creature has yet to determine how to navigate the Pacific Ocean. All kidding aside, this tale took off with renewed fervor following a now-famous 1967 film that claimed to show an actual Bigfoot in California. It is no surprise that with the widespread distribution of this cinematic proof in the late 1960s, the urban legend grew exponentially. Portions of the film were screened on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, The Merv Griffin Show, and major magazines such as Reader's Digest also covered it. According to cultural documentarians who study the Bigfoot phenomenon, the majority of sightings have taken place after 1967, and there are now a myriad of dedicated societies and websites for the study of the creature. It isn't surprising that the 1967 film has attracted little attention from the scientific community, most of which has pronounced it as a hoax. Still, the legend has not gone away, and if anything, the doubts about the film's authenticity and the ongoing lack of evidence has only increased the legend. We seem to be intrigued by the mysterious and the unknown. There is still a part in our human nature that wants to believe there are still new discoveries to be made. Until then, Bigfoot exists in the mountains and forest of legend only.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.